Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You are spending the next hour with me, Jill Sullivan, your host. And we have a great show today. I'm super excited about all of the valuable information we're going to be talking about with your pets. But I want to let you know, so I am still recovering, I got to tell you, from last weekend. My team, Project Positive, we're the ones who renovate the animal rescues around New England. We had an amazing renovation at the Center for Wildlife in York, Maine. We were able to build a roof on top of one of their raptor cabins. It was about a 36 by 14 foot structure, so really big. And we gave them a whole new admissions room. So it was an awesome time. I actually talked to them today, and they were able to put an owl with a wing injury back into the raptor cabin, and hasn't been able to be used in over 2 years. They were worried about it collapsing before the next Maine snowfall. If people are from New Hampshire and Maine, we know how the snow gets. So it was an awesome, awesome time. I'm super excited about it. My team was all fired up. It was just great. It was our 11th animal shelter renovation. So if you ever want to check out what we do, please go to projectpositive.org. That's PAWSITIVE.org. So as I said, we've got a great group of guests here today. We're going to be talking a lot about nutrition and also some awesome advice on whether or not we're supposed to be giving our pets their heartworm and tick prevention throughout the colder months, and the answer may surprise you. Let's get started with that. We have Dr. Kathy Alanovi, a veterinarian. She's a pet lover, a national celebrated author. She is Purdue University trained and certified in veterinary food therapy, veterinary and aromatherapy. And she's also co-authored, get this, a book called Dinner Pawsable, which is a cookbook that uses people food to make balanced meals at half the cost of grocery store pet food. I am all about that. Welcome, Dr. Kathy. How are you today?
I'm great, Jill. Thank you. Hey, great work last weekend. That's totally awesome.
Thank you so much. It was a great weekend. Absolutely. So we're talking about the winter months. So they're coming fast and furious, especially here in New England. We have it about 60 degrees today, but we all know that's not going to last long. We're going to be talking about colder climates. What do we do? I have two dogs. I'm not sure. Do I continue the tick medication? Do I continue the heartworm medication? What is going on? What do we do?
Okay. Really good questions. And they different answers, and they're going to depend on where you live and all that good stuff. Okay. So let me back up a second, and I'm going to start just with heartworms. Do you happen to know what temperature it has to be outside in order for the mosquito to transmit heartworms?
Absolutely not.
67. This is a well-hidden fact, in fact. I didn't even learn this one in vet school. It's just we're supposed to have them on heartworm prevention. 67. So you're
wow.
60. I'm 52 and it's going down. We won't see 67 for 2 weeks in a row in our parts of the country. So I'm in the Midwest, you're in the Northeast. We won't see it for months. However, if we live down Florida, Texas, we're going to be in a different environment, obviously. And so we might think about things differently. So what is heartworm prevention? Is it completely safe with no possible side effects for any animal?
I really have no idea. I just feel like I'm given a pill every month, and
yeah.
I just blindly give it to my dogs, to be honest.
And you're exactly like 99% of the rest of the population. We know that we're supposed to keep this horrible disease away because it can cause terrible disease, but it's a chemical. And animals have reactions, and anybody who has any of the collie-type breeds understands that ivermectin, which is the most common drug chemical to kill the little baby heartworms, can kill your collie.
You're
so
kidding.
It's not always harmless. No. And then some dogs can have seizures from the medication. So it's not completely without harm. So we want to do the least to our pets as possible. We don't want them to have heartworm disease, but if we don't need to give it because we live in a part of the country where we don't have mosquitoes during mm-hmm. certain times of the year, then why give heartworm prevention?
Right.
Okay, so that's the heartworms. And then you asked about fleas and ticks. And, wow, the fleas know, don't they? They know it's the end of the season, and the darn things are trying to get inside the house. And they're trying their hardest. So we had a real heavy summer in a lot of places in the country. There were a lot of flea issues that you just couldn't do anything about. Part of it's because we've had really mild winters in a lot of places in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Indiana, boy, we're supposed to get down to below zero for a week or two in the middle of winter. We haven't for 3 years. So it didn't kill fleas. So now we have these really happy fleas, and they go, oh, it's getting cool. We need to get in the house, and they're doing everything they can to get in the house. And their life cycle, so every 2 to 3 weeks, they're making new babies. And so that's why they're coming again, and the preventatives aren't really working for a full 30 days anymore because they're starting to fade, and the fleas have had 3 winters. And so we're actually, I don't enjoy winter, but I actually would like a really good flea-killing winter.
Right, absolutely.
So let's get it good and cold, and nobody has any fleas. And for those of you in the South, I'm sorry it doesn't get that cold. And gosh darn it, you've got big bugs. And that is a big issue for people down in the South because they fight all kinds of insects year-round. Then you ask ticks. Ticks normally will overwinter. They'll hide like with the deer and field mice and that sort of thing, and we won't really see issues. Personally, in my clinic, for the last year and a half, my clients have had problems with ticks year-round. And again, it's that winter. We didn't get that super hard winter, and so we're really, really hoping for it this year and try to get things to slow down. So it's going to depend on your weather. All this diatribe I've had, it's going to depend on your weather and where you live. If you're where it's always warm, then you may have to consider keeping on these medications year-round, but understand they are chemicals, and our dogs and cats can have reactions, and we want to do the least to keep our babies safe for as long as possible.
That's absolutely right. What I'd love to do, I have two other pretty interesting but complex questions that I have for you regarding these. One of them is that all-in-one pill that I've been hearing about, and the second is possible immunity to these products. So I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind holding on for a minute, come back for another segment, and we can talk about that, because that's another confusing thing. I don't think people realize that, you know, there may be a possibility. You're going to have to let us know, Dr. Kathy, is it possible that a resistance to, say, a frontline versus a canine Avantix or vice versa. I've heard that, and I'm kind of hoping you can help me with that. Would you be able to stay on hold, and we'll come right back?
You got it.
Okay, great. Right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I am back with the wonderful Dr. Kathy, who's giving us so much great advice on the heartworm medication and the tick prevention that we're giving our pets on a routine basis to prevent these really, really ugly diseases that we all know about and fear. So in our past segment, we had talked about really weather permitting, you know, where you live in the country is really depends upon which medications and for how long you're going to be using them. But I wanted to talk to Dr. Kathy about this all-in-one pill that I've been hearing about. It seems like a really easy type of medication to give that takes care of everything, but I don't know a lot about it. And I was hoping you can kind of, you know, educate us on what this pill is and is it something that we should consider in New England?
Sure. So there are two so-called all-in-one pills, but the interesting thing is they aren't really, because neither of them protects against ticks. They protect against fleas and heartworms. Sentinel has been out for years, and then the new one is Trifexis. Trifexis, the one that's similar to it that's fleas only. I don't even know what you call that, sister pill or product or whatever it is. Comfortis is fleas only. Trifexis is fleas and heartworms. The thing that's interesting with both of them is that you definitely have to give it with a meal because it can certainly cause some intestinal upset if you don't. Sentinel doesn't have that caveat. It's been out a little bit longer, different product. So for some people, these products were great. For their dogs, this is wonderful. You don't have that greasy goo on their back, and people really like not having to touch that or have to worry about their kids touching it or anybody else.
Sure.
But then there's the patient that doesn't tolerate the medication. And I have the spectrum of patients because I practice both regular Western medicine and alternative medicine. So I get quite an array of varying patients. I have patients that are sensitive to everything, anything. I have one patient who can't tolerate the Interceptor or the Sentinel. I have one patient who can't tolerate Trifexis. I have another patient who can't tolerate HeartGuard. Someone else who can't tolerate Frontline. Anyone can be allergic to anything. And so what people are finding now that since the Trifexis is the new one, that's the one that there's a lot of talk about. Since it's new, people are like, oh, isn't this great? And then they're discovering, oh, gosh darn it, my dog can't tolerate it. And so we're so much more active on the internet now than we were 10 plus years ago. So people are hearing about it a whole lot more than when new products came out 10 years ago and they didn't really have a way to tell anybody except for sitting at the coffee shop.
Right, exactly. Now, what about this immunity that I'm sort of hearing about? Is that, I mean, I feel like I had a brief conversation with someone about it. It freaked me out. Is that something that you've heard of? Is that true? Can you know, my dog all of a sudden become immune to Frontline?
Well, is your dog immune or are the fleas immune?
Okay.
And then you can't get a straight answer. The companies don't want there to be immunity because they want to be able to sell their product, which makes complete sense to me. But from a pet owner's perspective, if any product is not working, then is it because the fleas are immune? Is it so we have this so-called super flea with, you know, a little cape? or what is it? And I really think this goes back to the fact we haven't killed any fleas off over the last couple of winters in a lot of places. And so then we continue to use our flea medicine month after month. And if you think, I can remember getting trained by these companies for how their product works. When you apply like the topicals, at the very beginning it has really high kill, kills all the fleas, and then it slowly starts to taper off over the next 30 days. But if we're in the middle of summer and the fleas are their most active and they are hatching a new batch of fleas every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, the medication is starting to fade and a few fleas are able to sneak through and now we're having some flea problems. Where we are in the Midwest, it doesn't matter what flea product you're using. Around 3 weeks, you're seeing fleas, and people are really frustrated because they don't want a single flea on their dog or cat because they don't want it in the house. So is it a super flea? Is it an immune flea? Is it just the life cycle, and we haven't had hard winters in the last couple of years? You can't get a straight answer, and it's really frustrating because you probably want me to give you a straight answer, too, and I'm not sure. I just know for most of my clients, I'm telling them at 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to get product failure, and you're going to need to do something else, and I hate it for them because they're using more chemicals, and I'd rather they didn't, but I don't want flea infestations either, and so what do we do?
Well, I think that's the issue. I mean, another thing is I hate to be putting these chemicals, you know, I look at the package and it says, do not apply this without gloves. Or, you know, if you touch this, then you must thoroughly wash your hands for 30 seconds before, you know, doing anything. And I'm thinking, I'm putting this on my dogs every 30 days. I mean, the ticks are so bad. And I know, especially in New Hampshire and, you know, in the Cape Cod area, Lyme disease is just everywhere. And that's such a big fear for people in New England. And I just, you know, I want my dogs to be protected. But at the same time, my dog has severe kidney disease. I mean, it can't be good to be processing this. Is there any sort of alternative product that we can use that's gentle on our animals, but at the same time protecting them?
There are some repellents based on essential oils, and there are a whole ton of products that you'll find on the market, and it'll depend on where you live for what the names are, but they are repellents. And so once the flea or tick gets through the repellent, it's now walking around on your dog and it's not being repelled anymore. These products have to be applied every 2 to 3 days. I have 9 dogs, and I tried at the beginning of the summer. Okay, I'm going to do this every 2 to 3 days. It lasted twice. I didn't do it.
9 dogs,
I can't
my gosh.
Keep up. Oh, shoot. So it drives you crazy. So, yes, there are some, and sometimes they can help, and it depends on how heavily infested your area is. We have ticks and Lyme big time in rural Indiana, too. And so not only do we worry about our pets, and here you have a dog who's in kidney failure, the last thing you need that dog to have is Lyme disease also, which could attack joints, could attack kidneys and liver. But what about these, the ticks being brought home to us and our children? And so right. Nobody wants the horrible critters. And you're right. Now we're using chemicals that the body has to break down. And so do we shorten our babies' lives with the chemicals? It's possible. But then so does the Lyme disease. And how do you win? Wow, we picked depressing topics today.
We really did. We really did. But, you know, it's so interesting because I feel like it's something we're always worried about, but at the same time, it's like people don't feel like they have alternatives to it, you know, and I think that's the scary part. It's like we want to protect our pets. We know that the chemical must be harsh because why are we using gloves to apply it? And, you know, at the same time, someone like me with dogs who have kidney issues, you know, they very much, I'm worried about what the side effects will be. I think this is really a topic that we may have to move over to another show and talk about these alternative products that may not be as harsh. Dr. Kathy, I'd love to have you on another show. We're just about wrapped up here. Would you be able to give our listeners your website address so that they can go and check out all of the information you have on your website? Because I checked it out and it's so helpful.
You bet. So an easy one to go to is drkathyvet.com, drkathyvet.com. It's a nice jumping off point that can take you to some of the other things I do, including bring you to my clinic page, which is hoofs.vet.com. I want to
awesome.
Pass that for you.
Thank you so much.
Lots of great information. Love to come back.
Okay, that it's a deal. We'll do that. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Kathy. Everyone, stay tuned. We will be right back.
Love for the human race. Make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I am your host, Jill Sullivan, and we are here talking about nutrition and everything that is so important about what we put in our dogs and our pet stomachs. So our next guest is Anthony Benny. He is the founder of Clear Conscious Pet. He is the founder and chief nutrition officer of this food. And Clear Conscious Pet is one of the most awarded companies in history in the pet nutrition industry, which is amazing. Anthony has been published in national and regional media with articles on pet nutrition and the pet care industry. He's also been a guest lecturer on the topic of pet nutrition at several colleges, including Cornell, the University of Florida, and the University of North Carolina. So obviously, he is very, very well spoken in pet nutrition. So we want to talk about one of the most interesting topics that he's recently been writing about, which is the truth about Chinese chicken jerky. And it's actually a great segue because of the jerky recall that's made us all so frantic. So we want to give our listeners a sense of confidence when we kind of look at labels and, you know, when what we're giving our dogs, what's in it. So welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thank you so much, Jill, for having me.
Oh, well, it's great for you to be here. I really appreciate it. First of all, I love the mission of Clear Conscious Pet. It's amazing food for your pet. And first and foremost, we are really scared about what's going on in China. How can we keep our pets safe when we're buying food for them?
Well, what I'd like to tell your listeners, and I really appreciate the opportunity to do so, is the Chinese chicken and other jerky pet health issues are very, very serious and very troubling, but they are a symptom of a much larger issue, which is, as you just said, and you put it perfectly, learning how to make the best choices for our animals among the thousands of products on the market. So this is a bad thing that is going to hopefully lead to better education and smarter choices. So the things that we've seen that are very troubling to us that haven't been really looked at are the issues of glycerin, which has been cited by the FDA as a discrepancy in their investigation of the Chinese treat problem, as well as irradiation, which is very, very commonly or universally used really for Chinese treats to stabilize them. So I would like to put out a call right now for the FDA to investigate or research the use of glycerin combined with irradiation as a possible cause of these health problems. That said, what I'd love to have your listeners do, and you know, everyone out there who loves their animals as we all do so much, is to look at labels in a different way, and that's to really focus. Sorry about that.
That's no problem at all. So we want to focus on our labels.
Yes, I'll start that sentence again. We want your listeners to really focus on labels in a different way, and to instead of falling prey to marketing hype, so to speak, to really look at what's in the products that you buy. And our company makes treats and a food enhancing gravy called Super Gravy. We do not make a daily use food, so I want to say that I'm very unbiased about the food part of the industry these days, having been in it but not doing that right now. So what I want your listeners to look for is products that, first of all, are not chemically preserved. And there's a lot of different names for chemical preservatives, but you will want to look for products that are preserved with mixed tocopherol, which is a derivative of vitamin E. And that's probably the most common natural preservative. There's also some products that are done with natural cure, such as our Sliders brand tender treats, which are done with celery and sea salt as a curing preservative. So avoid all those chemicals. The other thing that I want to recommend is that you choose products that are meat dominant. Now, that can be tricky because a lot of times a product will have a meat ingredient listed first, like chicken, for example, very commonly. But then you'll see a lot of grains or other ingredients that I call fluff ingredients. And those ingredients can be things like gluten meals, rice bran, brown rice, rice flour. You'll see a lot of different names for similar ingredients, and that's a sign that that food is kind of padded with carbohydrates, is a term that I use. It's kind of carb loading. So for your dog's or cat's diet, they are carnivores. The least important thing in their diet, in my opinion as a nutritionist, is carbohydrate. And the most important is high-quality digestible protein. So look for products that have meat ingredients such as chicken, chicken meal, lamb, lamb meal. The meal is not a bad word. It means that it's a concentrated, dried form of the chicken, to simplify it without getting too technical. If you do not have a dense, dry form of protein in your food or your treat, then you're looking at a product that's probably more carbohydrate than protein. So those are really good just rules of thumb. Look at the current products that you're using. And when you're shopping for treats in particular, I want to really recommend that you go with USA-made products. There are some good products from overseas, from different countries. New Zealand is a resource that I am not against, and you can definitely look at this on a case-by-case basis. I don't want to be a China basher; that's too easy. But I will say that I would not use any treat currently from that resource or origin, and also, look for products that you can really simply understand. If you see a bunch of ingredients on a pet treat and it's got a really neat name and a really great package, but you have ingredients on the back that you don't recognize as foods, that's a good sign that you might want to avoid that product. I call these like engineered foods, and really there's no need for them, and the only purpose and the only reason that they are manufactured, unfortunately, is the almighty dollar. We all want to make a living. I want to make a living at Clear Conscience Pet, believe me. But I think that the drive for really, really high profit margins and using cheap products to gain those margins is something that I find very objectionable. So those are some really key rules of thumb right there.
Well, that's, you know, it's so helpful because I think we're almost overwhelmed. I mean, we see the really great commercials on TV with these really healthy looking dogs, and we think, okay, I should just go out and buy that. But I think a lot of times we don't really know what's in our food. We're just sort of taking the things we see on marketing efforts sort of as face value. So knowing what to look for on the label is so super important. Another thing that I wanted to talk about quickly, because we only have a minute left, and I'm hoping that I can bring you back onto the show to talk about this, because I love what Clear Conscious is doing or starting for shelter dogs. We all know that they go into the shelters stressed. Project Positive tries to relieve some of that with giving these renovations, but you hit the nail on the head when we were talking earlier about the fact that a lot of times they're not going to eat. So you're super gravy. I know that you're starting a program that will help shelter pets, and I'm hoping that we can have you on the show to talk about that because I think it's amazing. But since we only have a little bit of time left, would you be able to give everyone your website address and tell them where they can learn more information about your product and also healthy nutrition?
I would be glad to, and I appreciate that opportunity. Go to Clear Conscience, and that's CONSCIENCE, so the word science is in there, pet.com, not pets with an S. So it's clearconsciencepet.com. And that will give you access to all of the recent material I've written about the Chinese jerky issue and also some other general educational things, as well as, of course, information about our products and how to buy them, including the sliders and the super gravy.
Perfect.
But again, we're trying to really be educators, and we feel as if we help to educate people, you know, our business will take care of itself if we help to take care of the animals.
And absolutely.
We worry, so you don't have to.
I totally agree. I really appreciate your time today. Let's get you back on the program and talk about what you are doing for shelter pets. Thanks so much, Anthony.
Thanks so much for having me, Jill, and congratulations on your new program, and good luck with
it. Thank you. Stay tuned, everyone.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Wanted to let you know that this show is made possible by Pet Life Stores, where shopping is a healthy experience for you and your furry friend. Check out their website at petlifestores.com. I'm very excited to have Dr. Carol Osborne back with us today. She is a world-renowned integrative veterinary and author, a pioneer in anti-aging medicine and longevity research for pets. Dr. Osborne has created and patented the original PAWS, which is the Pet Anti-Aging Wellness System for dogs and cats. And she also holds both dog and cat scientific patents. Wow. A frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, Discovery's Animal Planet, and Dr. Carol has also been featured on USA Today, the LA Times, and the prestigious New York Daily News. And I cannot believe that means she's here on Gimme Shelter. Dr. Carol, thank you very much for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Jill, and thank you for such a beautiful introduction.
Absolutely. So last week we were talking about the jerky hazard with wreaking havoc on our pets from China, very scary. But we got into a really interesting conversation about the fact that we can make homemade meals for our pets and sort of take back that control of, you know, what we're giving to our pets. So I was hoping that we could sort of talk about people food for pets today. And we had talked about crock pots of all things that we can use. So I was hoping we could get back into that. Can we talk about some meals again, the ratios, and maybe even differences between pets who are more seniors versus ones in their adolescent years, all of that kind of good stuff?
Absolutely. That's a great topic and a thing that I think a lot of pet owners might be interested in. We'll just start with a basic homemade pet diet. And what we do in general is we divide it into three sections. Your first section is going to be your lean protein. That could consist of any type of meat, chicken, turkey, lamb, veal, beef, or venison, for example, as well as fish. Just about any kind would be fine. Salmon and tuna are favorites for many, as well as eggs. One egg offers 7 grams of pure protein, on which the kidneys do absolutely nothing to break it down into its constituent amino acid pieces, and so that the body can utilize. So that's why human dialysis patients eat a lot of eggs. Yes, and that allows them to receive nutrition and the protein they need and allow the kidneys to heal, you know, by taking a break and not having to do any work. So if you got a dog in kidney failure, scrambled eggs is a great breakfast.
Wow, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so now the second category is going to be the long-acting carbohydrates. That would consist of any kind of rice, potato, pasta, noodle, macaroni, or oatmeal, for example. And again, that would be the second third of our meal. For those people that are worried about the carbohydrates and into all the grain-free diets, just so you understand, that's because most of these carbohydrates today are genetically modified, or what we call GMOs. So many of the pet food companies have removed those. People, you know, think that they cause allergies and itching. So we can use the long-acting carbs or not. That'll be an individual decision. And the final category, Jill, is going to be your fresh vegetables, which is the fiber category. And again, those consist of broccoli and cauliflower, which are at the top of the list as the best vegetables, especially if you've got kidney failure. Other great vegetables, green beans, string beans, peas, carrots, kale, the list kind of goes on and on. So basically, you want to pick one ingredient from each section. So let's say one of the lean proteins, let's say you pick chicken. From the long-acting carbs, let's say you pick rice. And from the vegetable section, let's say you pick green beans. For those of you that have a crock pot, what you can do is buy a chicken, a whole chicken, remove the skin, throw it in the crock pot. Then get yourself a can, a big can, of the broth, which is going to be the low-sodium chicken consomme. And then just buy yourself, if you want to use rice, a big bag, for example, of the brown rice. Put it all in the crock pot, and then if you need to, add water so that the fluid line is, you know, about a half inch below the lid. And then you want to cook it. And for those of you that are cooking it with the rice, you're going to need to cook it for a minimum of 8 to 10 hours. And that's because we need to get through the hull of the rice, you know, in order for it to be digestible. Okay. So when you come home, unplug it, let it cool, get rid of all the bones. And then you want to just take a big bag of fresh raw veggies, again, any kind you'd like, and just pour them right in there. And what that does is it adds color, it adds texture, and it adds crunch. And again, we know that dogs and cats both judge their food first based on the smell, second based on the texture, and third, when it's going down the throat, the taste is the last thing. So then, now, as far as amounts, you're going to feed your pet the same amount of food with a homemade diet as you would with a commercial diet. You know, so if you've got a 30 to 35 pound dog, you're going to feed him about one cup of food, you know, twice a day. Dogs that are in the 50 to 60 pound range, you're going to get two cups of food at least twice a day. And for those that are, you know, 75 pound plus, you're looking at least three cups of food twice a day. So when you have everything all prepared, per cup of food, you can add about a half a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil. Why? It improves the smell and the taste of your pet's homemade diet, and it's a great source of those essential omega-3 fatty acids. And finally, remember that pets like food that's seasoned and that smells good. So what are the top three flavors that most dogs like? Barbecue sauce, pasta or tomato sauce, and the brown sauce that a lot of that Chinese carryout comes in, which is actually called tamari, spelled T-A-M-A-R-I. You can buy a bottle of low-sodium tamari sauce just about anywhere. It'll cost you, you know, maybe $2, something like that. And those are the basics. Now, for those of you that don't want to feed any kind of carbs to your dog because you're worried about the itching and allergies, that's fine. In that case, you simply want to divide the diet 50-50, 50% lean protein and 50% fresh veggies. For those of you cat owners out there, cats are obligate carnivores, which means that they were intended to live on meat, as opposed to man and dog. We are considered omnivores, meaning that we eat meat and plants. So for kitties out there, most of you kitty owners know that most cats either like meat or fish, and there's a few that like both. So pick one that your cat likes, either the meat or the fish, and you want to make the meat part 80%, and then we skip the carbs, and we just add in those fresh veggies.
No kidding. And then so still throw it in the crock pot, still same way.
Well, again, cats are a lot smaller than dogs,
right?
And they eat much less. So depending on the number of pets you're cooking for, you know, with dogs, the crock pot makes it very easy. With cats, certainly the crock pot is a very valid option. Remember, you want to keep out about 1 week's worth of food, but freeze the rest so that it doesn't go bad for you.
Okay.
Okay. With kitties, you want your diet to be about 80% lean protein, again, chicken and or meat and or fish, and then your 20% fresh veggies. And what kind of veggies do kitties like? Well, creamed corn, for some reason, is a real favorite for many kitties. Other favorites would include white asparagus tips, as well as raw, fresh, finely grated zucchini strips. Cats are very particular. And again, you kitty owners have to be willing to sort of experiment and, you know, play around with these things. And then what we do for the dogs and the cats alike that are on these great homemade diets, we simply add in a balanced, comprehensive vitamin, mineral, antioxidant supplement.
Ooh, I would love to talk about. Actually, could we? I'm gonna put us on hold here. Take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about all of those supplements. That was my next question. So,
okay.
Dr. Carol, hold on 1 minute, and everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Want to let you know that this show is made possible by Pet Life Stores, where shopping is a healthy experience for you and your furry friend. Please check them out at www.petlifestores.com because they also sponsor Project Positive and our renovations. We are back with the lovely Dr. Carol, and we were talking about people food for pets, I'd like to say. Now what we want to talk about are, you know, I have this magnet on my refrigerator, and it says, things that will poison your pet. And a lot of them are actually like food. I want to talk about onions. I want to talk about garlic. I want to talk about, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And Dr. Carol, let us in. Tell us what we shouldn't be so paranoid about when it comes to our pets and what they're, if something falls on the floor, let's say.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, because remember, you've got these billion-dollar corporate pet food giants out there spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on advertising, not only to promote their product, but also to keep veterinarians and pet owners alike in the dark so that you become afraid to, for example, cook a meal for your pet. And that's just silly. Certainly, we've all heard the warning, you know, keep your pet away from chocolate, garlic, onions, chives, macadamia nuts, grapes, raisins, currants, and alcohol, because if a dog or a cat even gets a morsel of these food, it could be fatal. Nothing is farther from the truth.
Wow.
And that is an absolute fact. Here's the thing. It's not to say that I recommend these foods for pets, but most of them are very far from deadly. Okay. For example, chocolate. It contains theobromine, which is a cousin to caffeine. So it might cause signs of hyperactivity, an elevated heart rate, for example. Grapes, raisins, and currants, apparently, if eaten in sufficient quantities, somehow can damage the kidneys. The exact toxic mechanism 5 years later remains unknown. Onions and garlic have the potential to damage red blood cells, which could lead to anemia. But that's only if you sit down and cut up a whole onion or a whole piece of garlic and then offer that to your pet for dinner. Okay. So please, while we don't make a habit of feeding these foods routinely, a little onion powder, some garlic for seasoning, even a little bit of chocolate off the floor, again, these are, in 99.999% of the cases, absolutely no cause for concern at all. Okay?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So you want to season up your pet's meal, or you want to throw some barbecue sauce or some pasta sauce, and you see that it's got garlic and onions and all different kinds of flavoring. It's wonderful. It's perfectly and absolutely fine to feed that. Don't be afraid to offer your pet, you know, real nutrition. Obviously, you know, just things, you know, like candy and, you know, don't be crazy, but just, you know, use good common sense.
Right. When it comes to the Snickers.
Well, exactly. Now, what about if you've got a dog or a cat with arthritis, is there anything to avoid that might aggravate, you know, the joint and hip pain, if you will. Avoid vegetables in the nightshade family because they can aggravate the arthritis and make it worse. So, Jill, what vegetables would those be? Tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, and eggplant would be the four vegetables in the nightshade family to sort of steer a little bit clear of if arthritis is right on the top of your pet's list. And if it is on the top of your pet's list, you want to have a lean pet. If you run your hands along the side of the rib cage, you should be able to easily feel but not see each rib. So over 50% of those pets out there that are having all kinds of bone, joint, and arthritic issues would find an incredible amount of relief by simply having their pet lose weight. That's just a little tip. And remember that turkey contains an amino acid called L-tryptophan that has a sedative or a calming effect. So if you have a nervous dog, give him a little turkey. It might take a little bit of the wind out of his sails. But if you got a lazy little couch potato, stay away from turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You know, I have these treats. I'm looking at them right now because a lot of times I bring my dog Tango into the office. And it's called calming. It's a calming treat. And I think it has like that almost like tryptophan or some sort of calming mechanism like turkey does. But I'm thinking turkey would probably be a lot more healthy for him to sort of bring down his nerves a bit. Would that work?
If feeding him turkey is absolutely an excellent idea. And as far as L-tryptophan is available as a over-the-counter supplement at, you know, vitamin shops, you know, easily accessible.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are looking for something to calm your dog down a little bit during the day, L-tryptophan is great. If it's in the evening, you're having trouble sleeping, or your dog is keeping you up all night, a little bit of melatonin, 1 to 3 milligrams generally works.
No kidding.
Melatonin, depending on the size of your pet. And that, again, is available over the counter. It's a natural amino acid. It does many great things. And it's also the leading amino acid to maintain cognition and mental alertness and help us avoid becoming senile and demented.
So, Dr. Carroll, it seems like a lot of times what works for us may also work for our pets. I mean, how, if I'm just, you know, this person who just loves their dogs and wants to do the best for them, but I mean, I would never know that I could have given my dog some melatonin. Where can we find out about this stuff?
Well, pet owners out there are all welcome to call our office. We answer questions and we offer pet health consultations for dogs or cats. And we're here in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. They can reach us at 1-866-DR-CARROLL, which is 866-372-2765. They can also visit us online. I've got a lot of articles posted on my blog, which is carrollonpets.com/blog.
Oh, that is just awesome. And you also have Twitter. I am following you on Twitter.
Yeah, we've got Facebook and Carol on Pets is on Twitter, and we've got videos on YouTube, and we've got stuff everywhere. But we love to help and offer suggestions and let people know that it is okay to feed your pet human food. The cost of your food bills for most of our patients, you get to keep about 50% of that money in your pocket. Remember that all those nuisance problems in pets, especially allergies and itching, within 30 days, 85% of all that will stop.
Wow.
Because we are feeding real food. And for those of you that might have older pets, Jill, for those of you that might have a dog in kidney failure, let's say, it's very common to hear that if it's a senior pet or particularly a dog in kidney failure, that you want to feed 30% less protein. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Actually, the truth is the complete opposite. When you are a senior pet, age 7 and up, or let's say you are in kidney failure, we want to have 30% more protein, but it's the quality of the protein, Jill, as opposed to the absolute amount, that is the most important. So as I said earlier, one egg, 7 grams of pure protein on which the kidneys don't have to do any work at all in order for the body to utilize. So eggs, that's a great source of protein. When it comes to looking at a pet food, whether it's a can you know, or a bag of kibble, you can read that bag until you are literally blue in the face. And you can look at all the percentages of protein, and you can look at their commercials on TV that talk about 30% animal protein. Note, they don't tell you what kind of animal. They just say animal, and that's a red flag.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Carol, we're out of time, but what I'm thinking, because I think this would be so helpful, if we were able to next time maybe sit down and talk about a meal for a puppy, a meal for an adolescent, a meal Perfect. For a senior. And let's do that, because I think, you know, even for cats and dogs, I think it's something that will be really beneficial. Thank you so much, Dr. Carol. Please visit Dr. Carol's website at drcarol.com. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Gimme Shelter. We will see you next week.